Is that ready? Okay. Time now is 6:30. Call this meeting to order. Land and Natural Resources Cultural Preservation Committee, March 13th, 2018. Invocation. I'd like to ask Rusty Powell, could you offer that invocation for us this evening? Thank you.
Our Father, which art in heaven, amen. Tonight, Father, as we gather together, we thank you for just another day, Father. We have so much to be thankful for. And we thank you, most of all, for your Holy Spirit. We ask for that guidance, Father, and that your will be done in this meeting. And Father, I would thank you for each one that's come, and that there's always a need. And Father, we look to you, and thank you for watching over this nation. And we pray that our needs will be met, and most of all, we just pray for our children, Father, as we go about each day. Be with each councilman, each one. Bless their homes, their children also, Father, and their work in this nation. Thank you again, Father, for this opportunity that we come together. And Father, we leave everything in your hands at this time. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, thank you. Next we have a roll call, April.
Dale Proctor.
Here.
Mark Randolph.
Present.
Dale Beaver.
Present.
Thomas Eniola Osborne.
Present.
Patrick Freeman.
Present.
Chairman got 5 present and 0 absent.
5 present and 0 absent constitutes a quorum, and any business conducted this evening will be official. Next we have is approval of minutes from February 13th, 2018.
Chairman, I make a motion to accept the minutes with any necessary changes.
Motion been made by Mark Randolph to accept the minutes with any necessary changes.
Second.
Seconded by Dale Beaver. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Minutes have been approved. Next we have is order of business. Camp House and Fellowship Hall grant applications. First church we have up is the Wassily Indian Baptist Church. Miss Marion Bunny Fry. Please come up here. Just kind of a overall, which I'll ask you for. I mean, you can sit down. Thank you for coming up this evening. Just kind of just an overall, which you're looking to do.
It's in good condition, but it's just the outside we want to do in the roof.
Mm-hmm. Are you having someone to do any of the work, or are you doing all the work yourself?
We're doing it ourselves.
Doing the work yourself, okay. And you do know yet that you get up anything over the 7 is on what you'll, okay.
Yeah.
Any questions?
Make a motion to pass.
Motion for a due pass by Mark Randolph.
Second.
Seconded by Dale Beaver. Roll call.
Thomas Eniola Osborne.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Pat Freeman.
Yes.
Chairman, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor and 0 against. That motion passes. Everything correct on this?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you. And I believe April will be getting in touch with you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Next we have is Wilgoki Ceremonial Ground, Susanna Franklin. Hello there.
Hello.
I can see y'all. What are y'all doing?
They said we're going to start back to the dancing and everything, and my cat's going to have to be redone. Mm-hmm. Everything's because we've been closed for like, what, 6 years?
Mm-hmm.
Everything's just falling out.
Everything's stolen.
Yeah, everything got stolen out of there. Mm-hmm. Tables got burnt and everything, so we have to redo the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Are you doing the work yourself?
Her son in law's.
Okay, are you paying them any at all?
Well,
well,
they're going to be camping with us.
Well,
yeah.
this grant is for, if you're doing your work, it's for materials only. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I need.
Okay,
yeah.
If you're.
Yeah, because I've got to let them send some files.
Okay. Make them work.
Yeah, yeah. They're the ones got the coders and everything.
Okay. All right. Any questions from committee? All right. Motion for DPAS by Mark Randolph. Second by Patrick Freeman. Roll call.
Thomasine Yehoa Osborne.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Del Beaver.
Yes.
Pat Freeman.
Yes.
Tell me you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor and 0 against. That motion passes. Everything correct on your application?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Next we have is Arbica Ceremonial Ground, Ray Jackson. You're doing all the work yourself?
Yes. Okay. Me and my brothers and cousins. All the, we're redoing my grandpa's camp, the Thompsons.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So we're going to redo it all. The winds, the storms and all that's just blowing it apart.
Mm-hmm.
More families are coming back. And it's not enough area to put everybody underneath there.
Okay. All right. Any questions, committee?
Motion for DPAS.
Motion for DPAS by Del Beaver.
Second.
Seconded by Patrick Freeman. Roll call.
Thomasine Yehoa Osborne.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Del Beaver.
Yes.
Pat Freeman.
Yes.
Chairman, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor and 0 against. That motion passes. Everything correct.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Hello.
Next application we have is New York Indian Baptist Church, Amy Hill.
Is there on the grounds.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's used it in a long time, so the Miko there gave her a house to redo, a camp house to redo, and we're going to do it all ourselves pretty much, but that's what she's asking for, to
and,
redo that camp.
When we have something like this, then some people wants to rest, like when the elderly last week went to a place to rest, but there was nowhere to rest.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to build that. What's up? When something like this comes up or any other time, they can have a place to rest.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Questions? No questions?
Motion to pass.
Motion for due pass by Mark Randolph.
Second.
Second by Thomasine Yehoa Osborne. Roll call.
Thomasine Yehoa Osborne.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Del Beaver.
Yes.
Pat Freeman.
Yes.
Chairman, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor and 0 against. That motion passes. Everything correct on here?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All
right.
Thank you.
Okay, that's it.
All right. Mm-hmm. April will be getting in touch with you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh. Some of these do. That's right. And some of these don't, but that one didn't. I forgot all about that.
Okay.
Taxes on any of it.
Oh. Yes, 673 to make sure.
Okay.
That's where he needs to be.
Mm-hmm. We just call it on this side here.
Make sure that they know they can't get back to the people who are on the seat.
So far, the Kennedy's only one. He doesn't charge them taxes.
Yeah, I noticed that. Well, Peter Rogers didn't have one.
But the ones that have been approved so far.
Okay.
We'll make sure that that's why we're going to make the check out to the vendor where they're buying materials from.
Okay. Yeah, let's check that. I'll get some. We'll check. All right, next we have application we have is Grave Creek Indian Baptist Church, Pamela Palmer. Grave Creek.
Requesting funds for our camp house, and it belongs to my great grandma, and she was a lifelong member of our church, and of course she's now deceased, but it's in need of repair. It's over 65 years old, and of course we'll use it to cook our meals and spend the night, and you know, for our services on Sunday.
It's one of two that's still standing.
Mm-hmm.
Barely.
Okay, that's what I was looking for. I was wondering what y'all had bought there. Okay, that's a heater.
Yeah, but we can find a local one if I'd rather have one.
Well, I mean, that's up to y'all. Okay. If you can find one that's cheaper, I mean.
Okay.
But, I mean.
But I was just trying to get my quotes in.
I see.
Yeah,
I see.
So.
Is this a quote online?
Yeah, okay. Online. Well, the person that's going to be remodeling, he said to get that, you know, that one specific kind.
Oh,
I don't
really?
Know. Yeah, so I had to try to find it locally, like Walmart, and they didn't have it. So.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but that's
I just went online and picked one out. It kind of matched it.
Okay.
But if we can find one locally, rather than that.
As long as you provide a receipt.
Okay. Okay.
Everything is good on that. All right. Any questions?
Motion to pass.
Motion for due pass by Mark Randolph.
Second.
Taken by Thomas Senior Hall Osborne. Roll call.
Thomas Senior Hall Osborne.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Del Beaver.
Yes.
Pat Freeman.
Yes.
Chairman, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Everything is correct.
Yes.
All of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And April will be getting in touch with you.
April.
Thank you. All right, next one we have is Alabama Society Ceremonial Ground, Jackie Argy.
Something years, and
mm-hmm.
My family's getting bigger, and grandchildren, and,
mm-hmm.
and we're starting to blow it down. And,
mm-hmm.
And we're me and the boy do all the work on it.
Okay.
And,
you showing that Muskogee Home Repair will be doing the work?
Oh, that he's one of our members.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll do the biggest part of it. He,
are you,
he
are you paying him?
No.
Oh, okay.
He's a contractor, but he's going to help me do it, too.
Okay. All right.
Well, the whole ground will help me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So
was, so the amount was 7,000, right? Full amount. And you're not going to pay, and it's going to be, Muskogee Home Repair
Construction.
Does have it as, but he has everything. If he is paying him, he has everything here.
Mm-hmm.
But
he has everything here to pay him. Mm-hmm. I was wondering.
Yeah, it looks like he has his bid here, the total, and he's got labor and tax on there. Looks like you are paying him.
Well, he's the one done the estimate and everything, mm-hmm. So I guess that's what he done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll let him do a whole estimate.
Mm-hmm. For it. Which, you have everything here if you are paying him. I mean, he's got all his insurance and his liability and all that.
Yeah, I didn't know how it worked.
Right okay, away. All right. As long as you know that you're getting what you're mm-hmm. asking for, but it looks like you are paying for what he submitted.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions? Yes.
The contract that you all are looking at and the portions of work and the value, on the contract sum it says demo camp. Okay. Is that something that can be done as demo? Mm-hmm. It says demo camp and then build new camp.
Demo camp, build new camp, and fix and repair. Is that in his bid or anything like that? Yeah, it's right here.
Okay, so that's something we can do is we can demo, correct?
I think, yeah, we're paying.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Mm-hmm, I believe so.
Okay.
A lot of times, several other people have done that.
Okay.
Most of them do pass by Mark Randolph. Seconded by Dale Beaver. Roll call.
Thomas Senior Hall Osborne.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Pat Freeman?
Yes.
Chairman, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes.
Yeah. Thank you, Becky. Mm-hmm.
Next we have is Hallowby Baptist Church, Jesse Gibbons.
I think she's looking for a man.
No.
No.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. All right. What do you have?
We're trying to get running water to our fellowship hall.
Mm-hmm.
We got the meter. We just need it and ladder lines and a septic tank.
Okay.
But that's all in the bed. That's.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's Lance. Yeah, Lance Fogle. Mm-hmm. Oh. He's a contractor on.
Mm-hmm. So you're paying him to do this work?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And he submitted all his insurance and all the bond, whatever he needed.
Okay.
Yeah, we got a new fellowship hall. We don't have running water. We got an old well, but they say the water's not good to drink anymore.
Okay. You know you have up to 7,000 to spend. Okay. You only have 4,500. Okay.
Well, that's what he offered, so we was just going to go with that.
Okay.
And then we might have him go ahead and hook up our propane to it. We're going to put a stove. We've just been using propane bottles to heat it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to put some stoves and stuff in there. Let him run the pipe on it. Maybe it wasn't in the bed.
Yeah, right. If it's not in the bed, then...
No, we're not worried about
okay,
that.
Okay, right.
I just want water.
Okay. Well, you have a little bit more if you needed that, is what I'm
asking. Oh, no. We're just going by what he said. Okay. What he bid it on.
Okay. All yeah. right. And you.
That's okay. it.
You're mm-hmm. eligible up to seven now. Just trying. Okay.
Okay.
Well, I thought you were going to give us some.
Any questions?
I have a question.
Yes, go ahead.
I noticed on Grant Spogel's paperwork, and I don't know if this is a concern or not, but his plumbing, the gas fitting contractor, expires April 30th of this year. And then the on-site sewage treatment system installer certification has already expired. I don't know whether that's a, if that matters to us or not. It might matter to them, but...
When I first submitted it, it was back in 2007, so they were current. So.
I'm sorry, what was it?
Oh, the sewage one has expired. I told her that the original was back in when they submitted was last year, which when they were current. It's just that we had to postpone these.
Mm-hmm. So you may be current now. Okay. I guess they can provide that if they are, and I'm pretty sure they would be. Okay. Any other questions?
Motion to
pass. Motion for due pass by Mark Randolph.
Second.
Second by Dale Beaver. Roll call.
Thomasina Hall Osborne.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Pat Freeman.
Yes.
Tell me you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Everything correct?
Yes.
All right.
Thank Careful you.
All right, Tallahassee Ceremonial Ground, Reuben. All right. All right, what do you have there, Reuben?
Oh, we need to expand our camp because everybody's getting bigger. And that camp's like 20 years old, over 20 years old, and it's starting to fall apart. We need to just do some work on it.
Okay.
A lot more kids around.
This one's got the tags on there. Which one's it? Oh, I'm the poison. Oh, I'm one. Okay. All right. Any questions from committee? No questions? Motion for due pass by Dale Beaver.
Second.
Second by Patrick Freeman. Roll call.
Thomasina Hall Osborne.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Pat Freeman.
Yes.
Chairman, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor and 0 against. That motion passes. So everything's correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Next we have is Belvin Baptist Church.
Now it's carpeting and we want it to be vinyl, true vinyl. We chose a local dealer, Flooring Liquidator.
Okay. Y'all went with one at a boat Mogi for $65.60?
Right.
Okay. You see that one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Alrighty. Any questions?
Motion due pass.
Motion for due pass by Mark Randolph. Second by Dale Beaver. Roll call.
Thomasina Hall Osborne.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Pat Freeman?
Yes.
Chairman, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. everything correct?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Thank right. you very much.
Yes. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Next item we have is TR18-028, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute an exchange letter amendment for Indian Health Service Project OK15-U06, sponsors Del Beaver.
Chairman, I make a motion to do that.
Motion for due pass by Del Beaver.
Second.
Second by Patrick Freeman. Discussion?
Chief, can you?
Mr. Chair, this. First resolution, I believe, is just the completion of the project, and so we just need the approval so that I could sign the completion of the project, and it's a 121 project.
Okay. Any questions? No questions? Roll call vote.
Thomasine Hall Osborne?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Pat Freeman?
Yes.
Chairman, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next item we have is TR18-029, tribe resolution of Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a letter of completion with the Indian Health Service, the Shakota Public Works Authority, and the Muscogee Creek Nation. Sponsor is Mark Randolph.
Motion due pass.
Motion for due pass for Mark Randolph.
Second.
Second by Del Beaver. Discussion? Yes,
Chief. Again, well, this one is a Shakota project completion. The other one was exchange. But still 121 project that's been completed in McIntosh County. And so we'll be giving, we'll sign off on it and then provide us a final report that we receive and keep on file.
All right, thank you. Any questions? No questions. Roll call vote.
Thomasine Hall Osborne?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Pat Freeman?
Yes.
Chairman, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor and 0 against. That motion passes. Next item we have is TR18-030, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to join the Native Farm Bill Coalition and support the priorities related to the 2018 Farm Bill. Sponsored Mark Randolph.
Motion to be passed.
Motion for be passed by Mark Randolph.
Second.
Second by Thomasine Hall Osborne. Discussion?
Ms. Hoffman.
Good evening.
Evening.
We have been working pretty diligently over the last year on developing priorities targeting conservation programs, marketing services, and access to quite a few federal programs that have traditionally underserved Native communities. Part of what this is allying ourselves with the Native Farm Bill Coalition, which is run by Janie Hipp out of the University of Arkansas College of Law. They do a lot of indigenous food programs. You may have seen the Native Farm Bill booklet that they put together, kind of doing a comprehensive overview of a lot of the titles in the Farm Bill that we're anticipating for 2018. There's no financial donation associated with this. Essentially, this allows the coalition to list the name of the Muscogee Creek Nation on their website as a sponsor. It also gives us access to updates on policy issues that we receive and are able to provide comment on.
Okay. Questions? Yes, Dale.
Thank you. Ms. Hoffman. Is there like a central location for this Native Farm Bill Coalition? I mean, I see these names, but where are they from? Or?
Sure. So Ross Racine is the executive director of Intertribal Ag Council. Mm-hmm. Muscogee Creek Nation is a member of the Intertribal Ag Council. Mm-hmm. You might have to remind me who the other name is.
Keith Anderson.
Does it say who he's with?
Shakopee.
Shakopee is one of the ones that commissioned the initial study to do the comprehensive policy development. So they're kind of funding the Farm Bill Coalition. One of the reasons why it's really important for us to have a seat at the table is a lot of the farm policy is targeted towards tribes that are traditionally reservation based. So not very much individual land ownership for individual tribal members or restricted or trust properties like we see in the five tribes. So it's really important for us to have a seat at the table because those nuances associated with those individual land holdings are important for us to make sure that policies that are developed are not going to negatively impact those. So Shakopees have put a lot forward, but we also want to make sure that our voices are being heard as well.
So will this give us opportunity to, if they create, I'm assuming they have some type of board that goes to DC or something like that?
Sure. So Intertribal Ag Council actually is the board that we have membership with that provides testimony and provides consultation for Native Farm Bill policies. They do occasionally invite other people to come up and provide testimony. We're always welcome to submit comments and request testimony opportunities through the various committees that exist through the Senate, through the House.
Any questions? It talks about the infrastructure. What basic infrastructure the
So all of the USDA rural development programs are housed within the Farm Bill, and that's the majority of how they're funded. So any sort of rural development activities, a lot of water infrastructure, electricity, fiber, a lot of those types of rural development, it kind of covers the board. It's a very large, comprehensive omnibus bill. So pretty much anything, any development that occurs in rural America.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Any questions? No questions. Roll call vote.
Thomas Neal Osborne.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Pat Freeman.
Yes.
Chairman, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. Motion passes. Thank you. Next item we have is TR 18-038, Tribal Resolution of Schuylkill Creek Nation supporting Oklahoma Senate Bill 86 and opposing Highway 69 bypass. Sponsors Pete Beaver.
Chairman, make a motion to pass.
Motion for due pass by Dale Beaver.
Second.
Second by Mark Randolph. Discussion?
Yes, Pete.
Good evening, committee.
Good evening.
Let me tell you the
moral support.
Thank you, Chief. I was looking for my teeth. How this originated was it's been going on for the past two or three years about a new proposal made by ODOT, Oklahoma Department of Transportation. And the way this really we got involved was because Joyce and I, we had quarterly meetings with the city of Muskogee, the mayor and city manager, every quarter, and we discuss issues that involve the Creek Nation and city of Muskogee. And the last two meetings that we had, they questioned us why or would they ask our permission to support opposing the bypass. And basically I told him, Joyce and I told him in a meeting that we personally, our own opinion would be we're in favor of the bypass, but we can't speak for the whole nation. So we approached the chief's office about let's look into this and opposing the bypass. And the reason for us opposing the bypass is because it's going to originate, according to the new 8-year plan that ODOT's proposing, which is basically off the old original Senate Bill 86, was that it would start, I don't know how many of you are familiar with Muskogee, but Wheeler Metals, which is north of Muskogee on Highway 69, it would originate there and come all around west of Muskogee and come out at Summit. How many of you know where Summit's at? South of Muskogee. So that would bypass our casino and our plaza at least by 2.5-3 miles. So we propose that anything that opposes us making money economically, it would cut into it real heavily. So that's why I make the suggestion, and I think the chief is for too, is that we want to oppose this based on that fact because of economic value. It will be detrimental to our nation. And I don't know about the casinos, but the gaming has not came up and said anything since they took over the plazas, but I know that they would be, you know, against it too, if anything, you know, to take away from our economic. So, if you have any questions, the chief can make a statement.
Chairman,
Representative Peter laid out, it's 9.3 mile loop around Muskogee that the state is being the state's plan for completion of the project by 2025, and it's true about the where the summit turn is there on Highway 69. It would just go straight and you'd come out almost to the river. They'd only have two exits, one on Highway 62, and I forget where the other one is. So it really would be a bypass around Muskogee. They've had community meetings in Muskogee recently, and in the Senate Bill 86. In committee, that had a majority of vote to not advance the bill, but it can be pulled up on the Senate side, and on the House side. But the majority of the community is against it. I've been contacted by the mayor, Joy Newton, who owns a Kubota out here, owns Kubota Muskogee, and you know has a business there on the highway. Mm-hmm. There is an alternate plan that they had in place until this year. And that's, if you go through Muskogee and you go to the Okmulgee Street, which is one by the hospital there, and you go north, you see they've widened the road. Mm-hmm. This original plan was to widen the road to six lanes to the end of Muskogee, past the casino and everything. It would be six lanes. But they scrapped that one, and they're now going to do the bypass after they've done half of that other project. So, like I said, we've been approached by several people. We believe we've got support in the legislature. Avery Fricks, Jerry McPeak's talked with him, as well as several of the senators, and let them know. And so, Representative Fott. And we felt that the tribe should take a position on the bill opposing it because it would essentially put us out of business there in Muskogee or make us relocate somewhere that we don't own property. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty much it.
Okay. All right. Joyce, you have anything?
No. They've covered it all, and it would hurt this southern part of Muskogee from Okmulgee all the way to Creek Boulevard. That would basically just be shut off the public because of people around. So that's why we're opposing it.
Okay. Questions from committee?
Sure. Yes, go ahead. Let's just say the worst comes to worst and they do pass it and they do want to build that road, that bypass. Does the tribe have any way to buy land? I mean, if the worst comes to worst, is there any way to capitalize off that road for the tribe to be able to capitalize off of it?
I'll talk to gaming tomorrow. I know that we've had phone conversations with them, and where Representative Beaver said it'll take off and go to the west. Mm-hmm. You know, I've asked them to look at kind of south of Wheeler Metals in that area. Is there a possible way we can get above? It is floodplain area in that area, so we'd have to get up above that hill. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be on the highway, but we could be seen by the highway. But we don't own that land yet, and it's not in trust. We've been approached by one of the owners to sell property, and he's going to benefit quite well. And he's a cousin to a United States Senator, so just by accident that they're putting it right through his property.
Right.
We're opposing.
Yeah. So, he's offered land to us, but there's only going to be two exits. So, he hasn't said if it's going to. From what I can tell, it's not going to be near an exit.
No.
It's just going to be straight west of the casino. He owns the property from about 140-acre track south of this, west of the casino, all the way to where this proposed road would go. It's got a big ranch out there.
That one with the big bull?
Yes. So we could buy that, but there's not going to be a ramp right there. I think it's going to be Highway 62 and
16.
16
and
62.
Oh, yeah. So. Questions? Anybody? No more questions? Roll call vote.
Thomasine Hall Osborne?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Pat Freeman?
Yes.
Chairman, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor and 0 against. That motion passes. Next item we have is NCA 18-033, a law from Schoolie Creek Nation authorizing a donation to Ministries for the Gospel. Sponsors David Hill.
Chairman, make a motion to pass.
Motion for due pass by Dale Beaver. Second by Thomasina Hull Osborne. Discussion?
Yes, what we're approaching and asking is for help with expenses on this revival. This is the third one we've done. I made a mistake. I put annual as this song. We didn't have it last year because my wife and I took a church over and didn't have the time to do it. But this is one that Brother Fred and I started back in 2015, and it's when we took it, it's an open revival. We don't have any denominations in it. We believe that in heaven there's only going to be one church, so it's open to all denominations. It's open to our native people and non-native. The first year we had about 600. Was that right? Attend.
Okay.
And then the second year we had almost 1,000, and it was a mixture of both. One night, the second year we had 7 churches that were there. But on average, we have 1 or 2 different churches a night that attend. And the reason for this is the Lord laid on my heart several years ago about awakening our people. That our people, I've heard so long that our churches are dead. Our churches really aren't dead, they're just asleep. And they just need to be awakened. And so the Lord laid on my heart to get out and awaken our people, and one of they do, of course, is revival, or being reborn. Now, in Brother Billy Graham, 45 years ago or plus, prophesied that the next great revival would be by the native people. And I fully believe that this is the start of a great revival nationwide. I really hadn't thought a lot about it until 2016, whenever I was visiting with Brother Bennett. Brother Bennett told me of a minister in Virginia that had a vision, and in this vision, he had a map of the United States. And in the United States, there was 3 fires he thought he'd seen. One was in Arizona, one was in the middle part of Oklahoma, and one was in Virginia. And again, I didn't think a whole lot about it as we were talking about it, but he said, as he asked the Lord, he asked the Lord, if this is real, if this is you, bring it back. And the Lord gave him the vision again. But in this vision, he said you could see little pockets flying coming up from each one of these revivals. But it really didn't bear on me a lot until he told me when this vision was. It was the last week of March of 2015. That's the week we had a revival. Brother Bennett had a revival the same week, and his brother had a revival in Virginia the same week. So this is a call in many ways, as Brother Fred and I've been talking to. It's also a call that should lead into a an outreach for youth.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. But it's one, I think, Chief and I talked in times about even reaching out to our youth. So many times our youth are looking for something, and I believe it's a revival. I believe this is the area we need to go in. In the past, we have taken love offerings up, and as Brother Fred will attest, more often than not, it's happened. We pay for the difference out of our pocket, because one thing, it's end of month. Most people don't have a lot of money. Another thing, it's close to Easter. But back then, we were using some of our local ministers. We've now pulled in some, we've had some requests from ministers. Ministers out of state are coming in that are very, shall I say, anointed. Mm-hmm. Is that the right word, Brother Fred? And we were asking for help so we can pay their travel expenses and their room and their meals. And also, a lot of times, Brother Fred and I will attest, we don't take anything. We don't take any money from, we've not even taken love offerings, because we've made sure we can pay, give love offerings to the ministers. We'd like to be able because it takes their time and travel and all that. So we're just asking for help for the expenses on it. Again, we put a lot of time in it. You know, I've already spent quite a bit of money on it, which I don't care. God's gonna bless me. But we just feel like we would like to be able to help these ministers that travel, and we also be able to like to do more than we've been able. This is one I feel like will be an annual one. In my mind, I would like to see this happening every year, just get bigger and bigger, because I believe this is really what we're going to need is revival. Brother Fred, you can add something to that?
I told him just about the same thing. We really need to take care of these coming. You got one coming from Houston, Arizona. It's just getting bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, I said, tell him we'll put them in the best $20 a night motel we got here. And I know the roaches ain't too big, but they're all right. Yeah. He said, somebody said, look like they got a pretty good lineup except Wednesday night. And they got somebody.
Well, we're talking about Tuesday night, too.
No, it is getting bigger, I think. And praise the Lord for that.
Any questions from committee? Brother Fred, you can't wake up these sleeping people?
Boy, we're trying over there. We are over on Moggy. It took me 2 years to wake them up. No, good bunch.
Yes, Mark.
Section 5 under accountability. Well, number 4, we might strike out. It says purchasing the basketball.
Yeah.
Were you going to play basketball?
I'll sure try.
It's going to be in the dome, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's going
to be. That's right.
Chairman.
Yes, sir.
I think Mr. Simmons has
something. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just looking on the budget. It doesn't say what your fees are for using the drone.
They're not charging.
They're not charging to the dump.
Oh, they're not. Sure.
No, they're not charging to the dump. No. They've never charged it. They've been gracious enough to let us use it. That's why I say we go in, we clean it up, we set the chairs down.
Yeah.
They do all that. Yeah. No, so they're not charging to the dump.
I asked Rover, I said, you think I might stay at this motel right across the road?
Yeah.
He said, just go home, boy, go home.
All right. Any other questions? Hearing none, roll call vote.
Tom Senior Osborne?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Pat Freeman?
Yes.
Chairman, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Thank you,
BF and J.
And be forward to BF and J for 5.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
That concludes that section there. Down to other business. Do we have any other business? Other business? Looks like we're going to have a discussion on the realty department. Realty manager, Ms. McIntosh, that has been moved to planning session, so she can speak to all of us at planning session for Tuesday evening. want to discuss on what we was asking her for here today? There doesn't need to be.
Yes, I will. Mm-hmm. Just briefly, Ms. McIntosh wanted to talk to the council about the issues regarding the land over there on the corner of Wood Drive and where the tag agency is, that property right there, and the tax issues regarding that. There's some things that have come up that she would like the council to know, and so that's what she wants to talk about. That's what she's going to talk about tonight, but some things that are happening, and so she wanted to talk about the planning session.
All right, thank you. So that will be at the planning session Tuesday. All right, next item we have is the church appropriation issues. A discussion on that. I think the first one we have was the West. Okay, that's all right. We'll be discussing BMO Church and West Eufaula Church. And West Eufaula, we'll be discussing a discussion on that one. And I have a letter here that says that what we're going to discuss is about the return of receipts on an application that they received. And West Eufaula had received one, and I believe it was in 2008, is that correct?
Yes.
Oh, okay, here we go, 2008. And I think we're kind of been asking them for the receipts to be returned in. And I'm going to read a letter from the West Eufaula secretary at the time, treasurer. Former treasurer has all the receipts. They are in storage, and she will do her best to find them. West Eufaula got a grant of $50,000. The entire church was redone. A new roof was completed, and an arbor, and also bathrooms were added to the church. There was not enough money for any central heat and air, but with the help from the contractors, the church had central heat and air unit installed. But as of now, we do not have any receipts, and I just want the committee's opinion on the discussion of this, because they're asking for another grant. They applied for the other grant since their 10 years is up. Anybody have any questions or comments? Yes, Mark.
I've talked to Mrs. Pickman a few times, and I know they're missing out on a lot of things. They're missing out on lawnmowers and their camp houses, and of course they're going to be up for another $10,000. And I know each year we end up turning back money from this account, and I think the grant was implemented to help the churches as much as they can, and I think they've had turnovers in treasurers, and they're looking for receipts, and so I think that's where it comes to the dilemma, because I know BMO's the same way. I think theirs was $10,000. But I mean, from there, they're just, both churches will be, they're not going to be able to apply for anything, you know, unless we make a decision on whether to pardon them or what we're going to do.
All right. Questions? Comments? Yes, Dale?
So in 2008, how much was the grant for? Was it the $50,000?
Which one?
Yes. The what? BMO?
Oh.
BMO is
BMO was
$10,000.
BMO was $10,000.
Yep.
And so for $10,000, the project was re-roofing and painting. Was that anybody here from BMO?
Yes.
We didn't ask him yet.
So I guess my line of thinking is, as long as those two projects were done adequately, done properly, and the church is satisfied with what the quality of the two projects, then. And I don't know how many people were here in 2008. I don't know if we can remember what the... Do we have any Anything on file, if that's what the money was supposed to be used for? I mean, was there anything else?
Application there.
I mean, as long as the money was used for those two things and nothing else was supposed to happen?
Chairman?
Yes, Mark, I'm sorry.
One thing I'd like to add to is just in the recent year, or maybe 2 or 3 years, we added a contract in these applications. Before, there wasn't a contract, and a lot of our churches did get the short end of the deal, mm-hmm. put it nicely. I think Godvika Church, they were appropriated $50,000, and I think they were appropriated again money because of the contractor didn't do their work. The same way with Indian Fellowship, Oakhurst Church in Tulsa, they received more than one appropriation because of the contractors ripped them off, more or less. And so we did add, and you know, you see with BMO, there was a man, and you know, he came and he didn't do all what he was supposed to. This is what Tom Pickering was telling me today. It's a different, not from Tom Pickering from Eufaula, but it's a different one.
Mm-hmm.
He was telling me, he said the man wouldn't finish his work, you know, and they told him, you know, you said you were going to do this and this and that. And he said, well, that's all I'm doing. And he said he would send him a receipt, but he never sent him a receipt. Mm-hmm. And I said he probably got to do that work and didn't have to claim it on his income tax.
No.
You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's, but I think that that's why we added the contract, that's a safeguard that we didn't have before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so now if somebody does something like that, we can talk to the AG and we can pursue them, mm-hmm. and make sure they do what they're supposed to. Thank you. Right.
Thank you. Questions from anyone? Yes, Speaker.
Thank you, Chairman. My question is, in 2008, was it in the law when this money was appropriated that you had to turn in receipts?
No. It was in the law?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I guess they had received something in 2003.
Mm-hmm. There's a time frame on that receipts as well. Is that not correct? Was it done as well?
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, if these two churches, doesn't matter whether it's a church, ceremony, or ground, my opinion, you have to turn in receipts, you have to turn in receipts. I understand, you know, that the work can be completed. But again, we don't know how much they paid for that work that was completed. Just because they got a grant for $50,000, that work could have cost $40,000. So it's just not, in my opinion, it's not fair to all these others. Let's go back even for camp houses, just like these today. These individuals that came for today know they have to turn in receipts.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're gonna be held accountable. So, and I understand, you know, the former secretary for Eufaula has those and is in the process of finding those. But I don't know, yes, I understand it was 10 years ago, but still, law is law. If it's in there, if you're going to excuse one, no, then I think that opens the floodgates for everybody to come and say, well, I don't have the receipts, I'm not going to turn them in. You forgave someone else and let them go on. So how do you supervise that? How do you oversee that? Because that's what my question is. I understand they're missing out on appropriations. I understand everything that has been stated. But again, how is that fair for everyone else?
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's my question. How do you make it fair? How do we, you know, say, okay, you two can go ahead, these two particular churches can go ahead and get your $50,000. You know, you didn't turn your receipts. So in 4 or 5 years, when another church comes forward, they don't have their receipts turned in. What do we do then? You know, you have certain entities that are doing what they're supposed to do. Obviously, there's a couple that have not. So how do you make it fair? Where do we draw the line? What's right? What's wrong? Even though some of these members might not still be there, like the secretaries, what have you, at that point in time, I believe it's the pastors that are signing off on this and being responsible for it. Is that correct? Majority of the time?
Majority of the time.
Thank you.
All right. I have something, Chairman.
Yes, Mark, go ahead.
I think also, I mean, and I think it's a good point, but I also think as a council, we also appropriated, okay, we gave $50,000 to Yardika, and then nothing, you know, they didn't get their church completed, so we turned around and we appropriated them money again, but yet the grant says they can't get it for another 10 years. You know, mm-hmm. So, and I don't know anything about it. Same way with Oakhurst. I mean, there's exceptions that were made. Mm-hmm. And I think in anything, and you know, a lot of these churches, if people who are familiar with the churches will know that a lot of times they're little Indian ladies that are having to deal with these contractors and these people. And there's turnovers of the treasurers, there's turnovers of preachers. And I don't know, I myself, I wouldn't want to penalize them, but I will say as a council, I know I was on the council and I believe Mr. Tiger was also, when we appropriated more money for Yardika and Oakhurst, and that could be said, you know, that's against the law also. Mm-hmm. Because they weren't available, they weren't up to get money until 10 more years, but yet they did. So I think for ourselves, you know, there's times even when we do a waiver and there's 2/3 of the council has to vote, we're breaking the law by waiving the law then and making an exception. So thank you.
All right, thank you. Questions? Yes, Randall.
Thank you, sir. I just want to say, when they present everything to the committee, they have whoever's doing the work, whether they're doing it themselves or whether they're doing somebody else, to paying somebody to do it. Us as a tribe, why isn't somebody stepping in and helping them to uphold the contractor, do the contractor's work? Because, I mean, I've heard time and time, these churches, they get $50,000, so this is what we're going to do, and this is who's doing it, and then they get sorted into the stick, and then like everybody's saying, they're coming back and wanting more. Well, that's not our fault. Whoever passed it, passed it. I'm not pointing fingers, but not sure about the same law as law. We're supposed to abide by it. Whoever chooses to bend it, that's them. But I don't know. I just feel like somebody from the nation needs to help these churches to make sure that the work is done and the quality is done right. And just tonight we had some say, oh, we're going to do the work. Or what if it doesn't get done? What's going to happen to them? Nothing. So, I don't know. I think it needs to be more stringent when we give out money and hold them accountable.
Okay.
Sir?
All right. David?
Several years ago, I had to approach a committee and I talked to a relation about a possibility of having a consultant to put in a place to help the churches in the ground. We kind of discussed it a little bit. But at that time, Chris Haskell was over it, and he was going to get one of his crew to do it, because as Mark said, there's always $450,000 to $600,000 left over. And, you know, we could have used that money to hire that consultant to oversee it. Because I ran into that with New Yonkey Church.
Mm-hmm.
And they hired someone to take over that, and he creeped this and just basically took advantage of it. So we had to get someone from Oklahoma City to finish it up. But, you know, because we can't watch them, and they don't understand, especially if it's one of your most traditional churches. They don't understand, you know, when a contract comes up, say, well, we need more lumber, we need to do this. But, you know, if we can hire someone, I don't know if we can, the possibility of taking out of that grant fund and just hire them to oversee all the projects from the churches to the ground. I mean, you have application almost every month. You know, there's fingers out there. And, you know, have them just visit all these churches. But, you know, I kind of brought that a couple of years ago. So I don't know if y'all want to kind of think about it, bring it back to the table.
I agree with you.
We've got that contract.
Mm-hmm. All right. Speaker.
Thank you, Chairman.
Representative Randall, thank you very much for pointing that out, because I don't remember that. I was able to look back and see if I did vote yes for that. Obviously, I hope that I educated myself, and I should not have supported that, because I didn't understand how the law of what, whether they turned them in or not. That's definitely something I would definitely look back at, but I should not have. But my question with that would be, Chief, is that something that tribal construction could oversee, since this is basically seasonal? We need to put a part-time employee in there to help oversee that. Is that something that would be justifiable?
The position could be justifiable. It'd be a tough job in a way, because we're talking about everybody's independent in a way. So just coordinating the schedules of when they're going to get the work done and how to do it. You know, like some of the people that show up here, the ground's going to open in within 45 days or so. So that's got to be done. It's going to be a tough job for one person. But I agree that there should be something, because, you know, this is going on. And, you know, I go out and visit some of these churches, and, you know, you just kind of, oh, goodness, you know, you just hold your breath, wondering how they got this done or what they're going to do. And as I think someone had mentioned before, you know, they don't understand the complexities of contracting, and people come in and give them quotes and we'll take care of this whole thing. And it's not, it doesn't meet any code. You know, I don't think we have anything that requires any of these folks that have even appeared tonight to meet any code at all. And do we need to have that or not? I mean, you know, it's our citizens in those facilities and on those grounds. Now, you know, probably some of those grounds are capable of doing it themselves, and the churches are capable of doing it themselves, but there are others who may not want us to be involved. So it's going to take somebody with, good people skills to work through all of this, because we've got a lot going on. Mm-hmm. But we could, you know, find somebody. I think if we found somebody that had experience in the construction trades, that would be very helpful, especially somebody that, you know, we put into the requirement that they be able to be bonded themselves, because they're out there and it's their word a lot of times, but you really need something more to back it up, because people will listen, they'll do what they say, but if they don't, you know, they could tell them the wrong thing and we could go have a project that turned out bad. And there's got to be something to draw upon if that were to happen. But we could put together a position description and all that if that's what the council would like.
Okay. Thank you, Chief. And that's like Representative Hicks, Representative Randolph pointed out. You know, Representative Hicks pointed out, you know, that how to know it's getting done correctly. Representative Randolph points out there's a lot of turnover from the pastor to the secretary. I would just think that if we had someone from tribal construction overseeing that, the receipts could actually go to that individual who's overseeing it from tribal construction. Then it takes the church out of the equation, or whoever, you know, didn't mind us helping them. It would just help them understand. You know, they would have to measure. If you change pastor, change secretaries, it doesn't matter. We're still consistent with the one employee from tribal construction. Thank you, Chief. Thank you, Chairman.
James.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Committee. I just have a comment, and it's in regards to Yardica. That was back in 2005, 2006. That's before we had the grant, church grant program set up. But Mr. Dillinger may be aware of it, but the nation sued Red Dog Construction over the Yardica issue. And that's one reason that I feel like that Yardica was probably justifiable in getting another appropriation. And I'm not too familiar with Oakhurst. I don't remember that. It may have been when I wasn't here. So. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right. Patrick.
Excuse me, Chairman. I agree with Mr. Hicks and David here. There's no really monitoring, you know. I see a lot of, as these estimates came in, I mean, if their boilerplate estimates for a lumberyard, that didn't really specify what your need is, you know. I mean, you get just can get strategic, and you know, you're not going to fix everything, you know, in 1 year and for $7,000. You know, I think that's a good idea that we have somebody monitoring. You know, there's all kinds of things that she said that, you know, are we violating code issues? Or is somebody going to get hurt? Is somebody liable for something that, you know, we help purchase material? And I saw a couple of things in here that had electrical issues in here. We got licensed electricians doing this wiring. You know, there's a lot of things that could go wrong as far as, you know, from the risk management side. And I think that's a good idea that we have some expertise that would help them develop a budget, you know, whether it's a small budget as it is. You know, $7,000 don't go far in the construction world if you're going to renovate and get a new roof on your mm-hmm. on your building. That barely roofs, doesn't roof very much, I'll tell you that. Yeah. So, I agree that the travel construction would be a good place to start for helping us oversee that.
All right. Mark.
One more thing. One of our safeguards was that contract. Since we put a contract in this, and if you get your church or your camp house or your at the grounds, if somebody works on it, you got to sign a contract now. That wasn't in place before. Mm-hmm. That wasn't in place in 2008. And so if it would have been in place in 2008, then we could have pursued those folks, you know. But like yesterday, I sit in the Hugh meeting and, okay, we have these communities that are being appropriated money, but some of them, I know it's a lack of communication or misunderstanding on how to use the funds, but they've misused funds. And for that reason, they were cut off, but they're going to get more money again, you know. We're working with them to educate them and let them know, okay, this is how you have to use it. Because this money that belongs to the tribal people anyways were appropriated to them, and they may misuse it, they may misuse it wrong, but we're not penalizing them. We're saying we're going to work with you so you can learn how to properly, you know, use the COD funds, and then we'll give you more, you know. And I kind of see it the same. I think, and just for the fact that we put so much money back from this grant, you know, why would we penalize our own people for a mistake? And you know, West Yafala, it's one of our oldest churches. I think, what is it from? When was it established? 18 what? It's 18 something. One of the very oldest churches. And this, our committee is cultural preservation, you know. And so I myself think, there's laws, and then there's unwritten laws too that are important that we don't necessarily go by either. So, thank you.
Yes.
To me, there's so many different dynamics to this, and you know, when we talk about $7,000, that's not a lot of money. And the reason I asked a question earlier about the one church that was up here, they were going to demo theirs, is what it said, and then they're going to rebuild for $7,000. And there was another person who said their camp was about to fall over. I can't see $7,000 doing a whole lot for those types of camps. And like Patrick said earlier, you can't even get a roof for that. So I don't know. I just can't see a lot of our people out there in the churches or ceremonial grounds getting that stuff done for $7,000 and getting good quality work. Because, you know, they've got kinfolks or somebody who's going to be helping them out, but that doesn't mean that's their trade. That's a big deal.
Any other questions or comments from anybody? I know this was just a discussion that come up, and like I said, we're not going to come up with any motion to do anything. I just wanted people's opinion, specifically on these two churches here. Going And I know at West Eufaula, I've been to that church, and yes, all the work has been done. You can see what's been done there. They had added a room for the bathrooms and all that, and I believe the money was spent. But to the speaker's point, do you know, how do we know how much was spent? But at the same time, these receipts were kind of put in there to protect the nation, to protect them. Our contract was put in to do that also. And I know we need to look at how can we strengthen this, but at the same time, we still need to continue on receiving receipts. I know that has to happen. We can't stop that. And BMO, theirs was $10,000. They said they have a receipt for the roofing. And the painting, they do not. And that was just a kind of a discussion I want to throw out to everybody, and I appreciate everybody's comments. Looks like something that we can come up with, especially with David Hill coming up with that, someone who can kind of go with that. And along that line, so we did have someone with the Yardika Church. He was an employee of the nation. He ended up being siding with the contractor, or kind of being with him, and he kept telling him, pay him, pay him. That's where that come from,
right?
And the nation, I believe, was at fault, because we had an employee kind of telling him, go ahead and pay him, even when he wasn't doing the work. So that's where that come from. And I know a lot of people ask about that, but that's, and we were kind of at fault, and we were trying to rectify a wrong there because of our own employee. But I appreciate everybody's comments, and that's something that we need to talk some more about. Yes, Chief, I'm sorry.
Sure. If you want me to, we can go ahead and prepare just a draft position description of what like a project manager would mm-hmm. be like, just for everybody's review, and then take it from there.
Okay. I think that'd be something we need to look at.
If I can say one other thing, you know, and we've been around these churches forever, you know, and they used to be big, there's camp houses everywhere, and now, like you said tonight, one, you know, and but I know it's kind of a hard question sometimes, but where are we going with these churches? You go to some of them, and, maybe 15, 20 people in attendance. But at the same time, in a sense, a lot of people want to come visit them. They want to see what it's like. And so it's kind of a lot of dynamics there, because in one part of it is we want people to see what our culture is, our religion, regardless if it's a ground or church. So we want them to be there. But at the same time, if we're going to invest in them, what is the end in mind for these? You know, how good do we want to build them so that they will last, so that they can be used, and then if people want to see it, they can see what defines us as people. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I'm getting that all the time.
Yeah. Okay.
Sure.
We've discussed the grant program for many years,
mm-hmm.
and I know I'm thinking it was Representative Yohola. We've had many discussions, and I just remember him always saying the intent of this legislation was to preserve, and help our traditional churches,
mm-hmm.
Like the ones that were here right after, removal. And that's why this grant program was started. And then it kind of changed a little over the year, a lot over the years. But I know that was the original intent, to preserve our traditional churches. And of course, help the grounds too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. One question.
Yes, I'd just like to make a comment. My name's Esther G, and I've been a member of our church since it was built. And Dr. Belvin was one of the ones that started it. And I read something not long ago, just this weekend, and when the Southern Baptist Convention at one time wanted to get rid of the Indian Associations, and he said no. They wanted us to go and completely be with the white associations. And he said no. He said that would not work. He wanted us to keep the Indians with their own associations. And our church is an urban church, and we're not traditional, but we're an urban church. And in our cover letter, we said that we are, since we're here in where we are, we get a lot of people that use our churches for funerals, for meetings, MSW, they use our church for different things. And so we were one of the churches that had asked for $50,000, and we got a parking lot, and we did our own fellowship hall. But we turned in our receipts, and so now we're asking to upgrade our fellowship hall, which we did ourselves. So, but, and I agree that we should turn in our receipts, because we have to be accountable. But I think, you know, even though it was for traditional churches, you know, we're to preserve and tell people about God, and that's what we did. So I thank you all for doing, you know, for getting us some help. But I think that we have to be accountable, because you all have to be accountable to the people for the money that you appropriate. So if you're giving us money, so we have to be accountable for the money that we use.
All right, thank you. All right, that'd be last comment on that. So we're down to announcements. Anybody have any announcements? Hearing none.
I did. I've been passing out my flyers for our revival. We have a revival coming up. Junior Pratt's going to be our evangelist. It's April 8th through the 11th, and I'll give anybody a flyer that wants one. And then we also have a Good Friday service that is coming up. It's March 30th, and we are meeting at 5 o'clock, so we invite you to come and be with us.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Yes, Speaker?
Thank you, Chairman. Tomorrow will be the grand opening ribbon cutting for Rex's Chicken in, I believe it's 131st.
Is that correct?
Is it in Memorial?
Almost more than that.
121st and South Memorial. Everyone, from what I read on the flyer, is welcome. So if you're able to attend, please attend. That's MDE. Started that business, actually opened, I believe, last year in November. So anyone that can attend, please be there. Thank you, Chairman.
All right, thank you. Yes, Pete?
We got PF&J, version at 6:30. Also, Hanky's having their wild onion dinner Saturday.
March Madness.
That's right.
Yes, James.
Speaking of March Madness, for you girls won the 3A state championship.
Okay, now we're down to our adjournment and benediction. Ms. Osborne, could you offer that benediction for us? Service adjournment. Yes.
Father, I just thank you for this day, and I thank you for each and every person that came tonight. And Father, I just pray that we all get together and we learn all about what our churches are for and our ceremonial grounds. And Father, that you will guide us and direct us in those ways. And Father, I just pray you have grace for each and every person.